Welcome to episode 25A of the Fredcast for Monday, July the 17th, 2006. My name is David, and I'm a Fred. Well, welcome to what I'm calling episode 25A of the Fredcast. Now, once again, I'm off traveling on a business trip, and I'm in a hotel where the internet access is off and on all the time, unpredictably, where it's extremely noisy both from the rooms next door, upstairs, downstairs, as well as outside, and I just can't give you a quality Fredcast this evening. So I apologize for that. So instead, I'm just going to give you a really quick update on where we're at with the Tour de France, close out the show tonight, and when I'm in a new hotel tomorrow night, hopefully I'll be able to give you a better show. So where are we so far with the Tour de France? Well, we've gone through 14 stages of the Tour de France in 2 weeks. The riders have just completed a rest day as they get ready to head into the Alps. They've just finished the Pyrenees and getting ready to head into the Alps. Now, tomorrow's stage 15 goes from Gap to Alpe d'Huez. It's 187 kilometers. There's two beyond category climbs, including the Alpe d'Huez itself, as well as a second category climb. This is a tough stage. The finish of this stage ends at the summit of the Alpe d'Huez, and it appears to be that this is going to be the pivotal stage in this year's Tour de France. Up to this point so far, no single rider and no single team has really stood out or has stepped forward as trying to be the race leader or the team that has really tried to defend the yellow jersey. So far, the yellow jersey has changed hands 7 times, and we're getting very close to a record so far. So this really is the time for a rider to make their move, and all commentators, myself included, are really looking to Floyd Landis tomorrow to see whether or not he indeed is the one that ends up making the move, regaining the yellow jersey, and wearing it and defending it all the way to the Champs-Élysées on Sunday in Paris. So far, where are we with the general classifications? In first place, Oscar Pereiro from Casse d'Epargne, the Iles Baleares team. Second place is Floyd Landis from Phonak at 1 minute and 29 seconds behind. Third, Cyril Dessel from France from the AG2R team at 1 minute and 37 seconds back. Fourth, Denis Menshov from Russia and the Rabobank team at 2 minutes 30 seconds back. Fifth, Cadel Evans from Australia, David Amon-Lotto at 2 minute 46 seconds. Sixth, Carlos Sastre from Spain and the CSC team at 3 minutes and 21 seconds. Seventh, Germany's Andreas Klöden from T-Mobile at 3 minutes and 58 seconds. T-Mobile's Michael Rogers from Australia, it comes in at 8th place, 4 minutes 51 seconds. Ninth, Juan Miguel Mercado from Spain and the Agritubel team at 5 minutes and 2 seconds. And rounding out the top 10 in this year's general classification after their second and final rest day, Christophe Moreau from France and the AG2R team at 5 minutes and 13 seconds. Now, unfortunately, because I am on a business trip, I'm in some hotels that don't have OLN, so I'm going to be relying on the internet. Hopefully, I'm going to have it. And I will be back, I hope, tomorrow with another Fredcast with all the news, including the news from Stage 15 at the Alpe d'Huez, as well as our usual features, PodSafe cycling music, and everything else that goes into the Fredcast. So until then, enjoy the tour, but most of all, enjoy the ride.